Hey, what's up, you bozos? Episode 9, Southern Sports Talk. Some big things happened over the weekend. There's some upsets, and the playoff rankings came out, and Wake Forest got blown out, apparently.
Like we would know.
Like I would know. I didn't watch football. Hey, LSU's off. I don't watch football.
Exactly. We were hanging out Saturday. We didn't.
We got yelled at by an old man.
But we weren't watching football because we were doing more looking.
Yeah, we got yelled at by an old man. Hey, if you're listening to this, if you're listening to this, old man, go to hell. So last Thursday we were recording. NC State was playing Virginia Tech, and it looks like it came down to the wire. Couldn't tell you a single thing about the game other than the score makes it look real close. Other than, it looks like NC State came back, actually.
They had to go for two late in the game, it looks like. But, I mean, Virginia Tech
they
scored
didn't get it
21
and they didn't
in the third.
That's, and that's all they scored.
Yeah, that's 21
they showed up for one quarter.
That ain't how you win a football game, just ask LSU.
Yeah. Okay. Wake Forest, number 10, absolutely throttled. On the road, giving up 35 in the third quarter. I didn't think Louisville was like that.
Louisville like that.
Oh,
bro.
They're not.
They're 5-3. They're not.
Gave up 35 in the third.
Wake Forest. I mean,
so,
you fell apart after you lost to Clemson.
Can't let that happen. Yep, just like Kansas has been skidding. I don't even know if they won. I guess we'll find out later.
Yeah, I don't know if they did or not, but...
It looks like the ACC kind of pooped their pants over the weekend.
Notre Dame
was off, and everybody was like, hey, yeah. this is what Clemson plays every year.
Yeah, Notre Dame beat the same Syracuse team that Clemson should have lost to.
So, Notre Dame, judging by this, Notre Dame is going to beat Clemson by at least 10 points.
Sneak peek, I've got Notre Dame beating them this week.
Well, no sneak peeks. North Carolina starting to look like a better one-loss team.
Yeah, that's
absolute
a good win.
Blowout of Pitt. I'm not going to lie. I did not see that coming.
I didn't either. That's a good win.
Hey, North Carolina's probably going to wrap up the Coastal division.
Drake May had a game, bro. 388 yards and 5 touchdowns. Yeah, no, they talk about him
five
a lot.
Touchdowns
a,
and a win. That running back for Pitt is a sleeper. And that running back on Pitt, that guy with the name.
Abinaconda. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Approaching. Oh, he already has over 1,000 yards this year.
Yeah,
16
he's
touchdowns.
A great running back.
Well, it's too bad the Heisman doesn't go to the best player. Goes to the best player on the best team.
Sadly.
And it always has. Except for Tim Tebow winning in 2007. Okay, UConn, don't care. Florida State. In 07? No, that was LSU.
That's right. They won it in 08. That's right.
Florida State rolled over Georgia Tech as they should have.
As they should have.
Still not a good loss for LSU, but apparently the playoff committee looked over week one for
Virginia. We'll get to that.
Oregon!
After we finish the... recap.
Interesting one here. Miami at Virginia went to 4 overtimes, I believe.
Not a
and there was not a
was
single
scored.
Touchdown scored in this game. You got a field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal.
2-point conversions.
They went into overtime, tied 6-6. And yeah, just 2-point conversions. They kicked a field goal in the first overtime, field goal in the second overtime, and then Miami got the 2-point conversion and Virginia didn't.
Probably
was a fun game to watch.
What a fun game. You know, Alabama and Auburn, when they went into 4 overtimes, the 2-point, like that
yeah,
is,
last year.
That's the best thing. Like, it
I
is
mean,
so entertaining.
It's good
to watch.
And it's not. It's quicker, but yeah, it is entertaining.
It is super entertaining, and it's so stressful when your team's in it. Just think about it. LSU and Texas A&M is the reason they did that.
That's the refs, but yeah. A&M still thrives off that win.
They're still living off
that
the
win
Alabama
and the
win from
Alabama
last
win.
year.
Yeah, that's all they
That's
that's
all
all they
they've
have.
got. That's all they've got.
Jumping to the Big 12 here, I want to talk about this straight away. Kansas State absolutely beat the hell out of Oklahoma
Yeah,
State.
and we owe Kansas State an apology. We both said Oklahoma State was going to win this game, and
I thought you said Kansas State.
No, we both pick Oklahoma State. I went back and looked. we both said.
I mean,
Oklahoma
this
State.
Is
that is an
I mean,
that's just
this
absurd.
is crazy.
Yeah, it's absurd. Just completely shut down.
To be the number 9 team?
Yeah. Just completely shut them down. Deuce
yeah,
Vaughn,
I'm mistaken. TCU
their
didn't
running
do that.
Back, had a great game, too.
Yeah, and like, to shut a team out in today's world of football from any level.
It's top
is
10 team at that.
Tough.
Top 10 team.
Yeah, top 10
you kept
team.
Kept them from
that.
Getting 3 points.
You favored by two, and you covered, and then a lot.
You didn't just cover you embarrass you're gonna sit, like Mike Gundy's gonna be at Auburn next year.
I mean throttle. Oh yeah, we gotta talk about that later because we had a lot to say about that early in the season, and I still have a lot to say about it.
But yeah, so let's talk about TCU for a second.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, Oklahoma State. Yeah,
let's do
TCU.
It.
I mean, you struggled early with West Virginia. You kind of let them hang around. You go to halftime only up 7 points, and then you end the third quarter only up 4. I mean, way to crunch.
Oh yeah,
down.
We watched it.
We watched
this game together.
We watched a good bit of it. Wait, that last touchdown was a little
great play call.
Yeah,
great play call.
It was a great play call. But you were only
because
up 3
of where
until
he threw
this
it. It was either
call.
A touchdown. It was a touchdown, a pick, or incompletion. But he made sure it wasn't going to be incomplete. It was going to be a pick or a touchdown.
And either way,
with that being said, they pick it off. It's a punt. So
yeah, West Virginia wasn't going to have the time.
I mean,
to
great throw,
it.
Great catch. Might have been a push off, but called defensive.
They're not going to call that in the Big 12.
Hey, it's the Big 12 for you.
Yeah, they're not going to call a push off in the.
But
Big
12. But yeah, this 10-point win isn't the story. I'll tell you that much.
No, they
it was a 50-50 ball.
The game like this is, if you're a TCU fan listening, this game right here is why you got put behind Alabama in the playoff. Because you can't put away a team that.
Facts.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
I get you're on the road, but you're in West Virginia.
Yeah, it's West Virginia. They're three and five now. They were 3-4 when you played them 1-3 in the Big 12. Yeah. So come on now. Figure it out. If you're going to claim to be a top 10 team, you got to blow a team like that out by at least 17. Especially even on the road, like it doesn't matter.
Tennessee wouldn't have played West Virginia that close.
I don't know. They played Pitt that close. I don't know. Tennessee's a lot different team now. They played Pitt again. It wouldn't be that close.
A lot of teams are different. Of teams are different now.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma gets a big win for them.
They needed
they
that.
Much needed.
Shame on you for picking Iowa
Most
State.
Over Iowa State. Iowa State 0-5 in the Big 12. Who do they have left? West Virginia, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and TCU. So you're telling me they're going to ruin TCU season? Oh,
awesome.
My God.
Where do they
How
have
exciting.
Them at? Where do they have them at? Is it at
Last
Iowa State?
Last game and TCU.
Oh. They can't do
it
on the
road. If it was in Iowa State, I'd be terrified for the Big 12.
I don't. They may
know,
do
man.
It. Yeah, they may do it. that's a scary game for TCU right there at the end of the year. I think you circled that one.
Yeah, TCU has 5 losses, but they haven't given up more than 31 points.
Iowa State has
a lot
5
to say
losses.
For some
you mix
teams.
That up. You mix that up. Iowa State has 5 What'd losses.
I say?
You said TCU has 5 losses.
Oh yeah, TCU definitely doesn't have 5 losses.
But,
Baylor beat Texas Tech. Okay, good job. Let's move on.
But, yeah, like you said, though, for real, Iowa State, like, you haven't given up. The most you've given up all year is 24 points. No, 31 points. I'm sorry, Baylor, like you said. And that's impressive. So, and you probably – you almost beat Kansas at their place. And you barely lost to the team that
Kansas
just throttled
was off.
Oklahoma
that's,
State.
By the way.
So, it – I think Iowa State, you circled that at TCU at the end of the year. You circled that. I think you 100% circled
Watch
that.
Out. Sneaky team.
Oh, that was it for the Big 12. It's bye week.
Big game
it's
in the Big
week.
10.
Bye week.
Yeah, big game in the Big 10 here. bye weeks. Yep. Ohio State, Penn State. Penn State, I really think they had Ohio State beat, but I think they ran out of depth. I really think that's what happened.
Yeah, no, I agree. Another big question mark for me is how Ohio State got ahead of who they got ahead of in the playoff poll.
Yeah, well,
because of a game like this,
yeah,
once again.
Let's talk about that later.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though, this is it's easy to tie in right now because Michigan beat this Penn State team by 17, and it wasn't close at any point. Michigan came out hot and stayed hot and won the game.
And I didn't realize this because we did watch this game, too. We actually watched a few games. Now that I think about it. But Sean Clifford, three interceptions.
Yeah.
And yet Penn State was still in it?
Because Penn State defense is physical. Man, that's the first defense that Ohio State
faced. I think, like you
said,
it's a question mark for Ohio State.
100%. That Penn State
didn't look great. You got the win, clearly. But
yeah, that score is not indicative of that game. I'm just saying. That score is not indicative of that game.
I mean, three picks, and I think two came towards the very end.
13-point win, when I turned that game on, it was a one-point game. And it was late in the third, and it was a one-point game. So a
few plays went
It's what you said.
The other
Penn
way.
State ran out of depth. They didn't have the depth to continue. And Ohio State is kind of just like Alabama-Georgia, just has guys.
I like
that
to say
play.
The JT Tumiolau guy, that was a great pick.
Oh,
that was a very athletic play.
He had a huge game, though.
I'll give him that.
He had a lot of good plays, a lot of tackles. He played out of his mind.
He's a good player. I don't want to take anything away from him.
Yeah, he played out of his mind.
A lot to say about this next one with Michigan and Michigan State.
Michigan
needs to
change
how they saw it coming. Nothing
tunnels.
Crazy, just straight up.
Yeah, they need to change
took
how they
care of business.
Stuff,
no, man. And I have something to say about that. It's been like that, and it's only a problem now.
Yeah, but they need to.
You think these kids would have enough respect?
No.
And not jump a player.
No, they got
their
the
video's
ass handed
awful.
To them.
I don't know if y'all listening have seen it, but
you get your hat.
That's
if you're gonna do something like that. If you're gonna do something like that, do it in between the white lines and do it with your pads. You get your ass handed to you on the field, so you're gonna go throw a fit in the locker room. No, that's those players. You suspend them. That's not enough. They should be held. Like Jim Harbaugh said, they should be held to full account of the law.
That's
assault. I agree. I mean, that's ridiculous.
But yeah,
they could
so
killed
what they
that
do
kid.
Is, I know they like let the one team run in and then let the other team run in. But I don't know what happened with that. I don't know the full details. I just know the video looks really, really bad. It's a bad
look. They came out today or yesterday and suspended four more players.
Yeah, because there's more angles of the video coming out, and you see more than just four players doing it.
There's up to eight suspended now, and anybody who touched that Michigan player should be held accountable and should be facing a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But
understand the tunnel thing, but there's no reason for that.
It's been going. They've had it that way forever. But you can tie this back into Jermaine Burton hitting the Tennessee fan. And nobody ever pressed charges on him, so I guess these kids think they're above the law.
He was scared.
Yeah,
quote-unquote Jermaine Burton was scared.
Yeah, so. Scared, quote-unquote.
Scared of her, a sorority girl.
I'm just saying, apparently these kids think they're above everything and can get away with stuff, so somebody needs to teach them a lesson.
Hell yeah, brother, you tell them. Illinois, another win, rolling, quietly.
Quietly. Even though we said Illinois
probably gonna
is
end up winning
noise.
Their division, they're probably gonna get throttled when they play Michigan. But
when do they play Michigan?
It's probably Illinois' best year in a while, if ever.
Well, they go
they
to
play
Michigan November 19th.
They're probably gonna get their brakes beat out of them, and then might end up playing
again
in the Big Ten championship.
I'd circle it. Illinois could do it. I don't know about at Michigan. They can show some Michigan weakness possibly. That's kind of it for the Big Ten. Minnesota beat Rutgers.
Minnesota shut out. Iowa showing some offense finally.
Finally,
put the O back in there.
Yeah, finally.
On to the. Oh, this conference is insane. Still, Pac-12. Utah squeaking by Washington State Thursday night, 21-17.
It's worth noting, I don't know their starting quarterback's name, but he did not play. I don't remember his name. Rising, Cam Rising. He didn't play. And they still
That's all we got on that.
They went on the road and got a big win. That's backup quarterback. Oregon. So they look shaky early.
Oregon.
21-10 at half, man.
Bad early and then just went on a tear and didn't look back. And I mean,
hey,
that's it.
That what's going to suck Oregon's for Oregon, that 40-point loss at the beginning of the year is going to keep them out of the playoff no matter what happens. It's just too bad of a loss, I think. But, hey,
yeah,
at least you bounce
any
back.
Any of the top four right now would do that to them.
Yeah, at least you bounce back and, you know, you didn't let that loss define your season. You're 7-1.
And
you're probably
going to win. That's why I said the playoff committee look past week one.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, like, Oregon, they could have let that Georgia game define their whole season. And now they're 7-1, 5-0 in the Pac-12, and probably going to win the Pac-12. Unless USC has something to say about it.
Yeah, might win the Pac-12. Might not be enough. Because the SEC is
SEC's
doing what the SEC
two,
does.
SEC's getting two teams in regardless. See, there's no way around it.
No matter what happens.
Yeah, there's no way. At this point, there's no way around it. No matter how you look at LSU beats Alabama this week, and they went out, win the SEC, that's your first two
LSU beats Alabama,
team,
wins
so.
Out, including beating Tennessee or Georgia. Yeah,
that's
there's
your,
no way they're not
that's
in.
That's your first
if they
two
put them
loss
at 10,
playoff team.
Yeah.
That's going to –
and then whoever they beat in
and then whoever they beat, yeah.
If they do it. Because
they're
going
to have
other
one loss. They're going to have one loss. It's just crazy to think about. But back to the Pac-12. Oregon, great win. Probably going to win the Pac-12 unless USC does something.
USC.
Struggle win on the road.
USC looked bad.
Caleb Williams had a game, though. If they don't have Caleb Williams, they lose this game. He went 31 for 45, 411
yards,
and five tutties.
Say what you want about Lincoln Riley.
Good coach.
That man just went in there and started winning.
He's a good coach. Really good coach.
Couldn't do it in the SEC, though. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no. It'll show.
You see that by his playoff games.
It would have shown if he would have stayed at Oklahoma. I think he left. He knew. UCLA.
Well, clearly, every time they played an SEC team in the playoff, they got beat.
Yeah. But UCLA is able to bounce back after losing to Oregon last week. I mean, they played Stanford, but still a good
I'd
win.
I hope you'd bounce back.
Yeah. 25-point win, 38-13. And then Arizona State beat the worst team in the Pac-12 by 8.
And here we go to the SEC. Florida, Georgia, first game of the day for the SEC.
Florida almost made
this. Georgia, Florida, since Georgia won.
Yeah, Florida almost made this a
Georgia
game.
Georgia scores 42-20, but Georgia looked.
Georgia's very beatable.
Great.
That's why that this game they're and then a few of their other games, it kind of makes me realize like why Ohio State got put at 2 and Georgia's at 3. Because you go into halftime up 28-3, and you come out in the third quarter, and automatically it's 28-20.
17.
Yeah, it's 28-20, and you're like,
and
you
I think this is
me.
Another instance. You got a first-year coach.
You sent Florida with the eyeball emojis, and I'm like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, dang, it's 28-20. What happened?
Yeah, it scored 17 straight.
And I think you made the joke
before you left
Saturday. You said 28-3 doesn't go well with Georgia schools at halftime. Or Georgia teams.
And I would like
Georgia
to say this
schools.
Might be another instance of first-year coach and a team that's probably not as deep as Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I think
– but. Georgia just has not looked good.
No,
ever since
they
struggled with Kent State, it's just been a struggle.
They have an opportunity this weekend to prove something. And if they lose, it's going to make me realize like that all these slip-ups.
And 9 points is extremely disrespectful.
We'll talk about that. But anyways, I think Florida with Billy Napier.
We're wrong about this one.
They can turn it around. Like you said, it's a first-year coach, no depth. And he released somebody. Who was that? That's a huge
thing.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, it was a top player, too. And he told him – he basically kicked him off the team. So he's showing he means business. And unlike Brian Harsin, I think Florida's going to give him a chance. But on to the next one. Tennessee. Boy, were we wrong. Yeah. We said it was going to be an ugly win.
Yeah.
They handle business.
Tennessee best unis of the year.
Oh, those are so sexy. Did you see their
black helmets? Oh my goodness, the entrance was insane.
Oh my god, dude. Hendon Hooker had a hell of a game. 19 for 25, 245, 3 tutties. That Heisman right there. If he performs like that this week and they beat Georgia, you can't tell me he's not winning the Heisman. I don't know how he couldn't. Yeah, I don't know how he couldn't, and he's going to.
And as fast as Tennessee is, man, Tennessee might just beat the hell out of him.
You know what? Out of him. And Hyatt, man, this kid is just on 5 receptions, 138 yards, and 2 tutties. He's on another level, dude. That is impressive stuff.
This Tennessee team's on a new level. And they're trying to compare him to 2019 LSU, and they need to stop because they haven't finished the year yet.
I don't know, dude. You can't compare a team to 2019 when it feels like 1998, am I right? But Tennessee, I'm not even mad that Alabama lost to them. I'm not even mad anymore. 3-point loss is looking
not a bad loss.
Hella good right now. On the road, a 3-point loss last second is looking hella good. I ain't even upset about it anymore. I'm kind of happy for Tennessee. I hope they stay like this, and I hope they bring that rivalry back, because losing 15 years in a row, it makes it not feel like a rivalry. So,
well, the thing is, at some point, not saying it's going to be this year, but at some point, the lack of defense is going to catch up to them.
Tennessee, yeah.
Josh Hopkins is a hell of an offensive guy, but...
No, that defense, which, I mean, you would think if
up.
That defense was so bad that the number one overall draft pick, Will Levis, would have done something, but I'm still trying to figure out where people came up with that at. He's a good quarterback, but I don't...
The first 5 games of the year.
Yeah, I don't know where number one draft pick came from, but whatever. Next game, we picked Texas A&M, and we didn't look stupid, at least.
No, I think the A&M team is unpredictable. It's not a fun game to play against.
But, I mean, the reason Ole Miss won is Quinshon Judkins. 34 carries, 205 yards, and a touchdown.
So,
I mean, that's insane. And then A&M's freshman
outside of the Mississippi State game.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, outside of the Mississippi State game, every single loss they have is one possession.
A&M, yeah.
Their biggest loss is 6 points, South Carolina.
Yeah, because they're just
so it's.
I don't
it's
know.
Not as bad as it seems, but they're paying Jimbo way too much, and especially since A&M is last in the division.
Well, you know, I don't know if he's a true freshman or what exactly. If he's just
I'm pretty sure he is. But A&M might be good though. They got a lot of young players.
Quarterback Connor Wiegman. I don't know how you say it. I mean, he had a good game. 28 for 44, 338 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's not bad for your first start. Granted, you were at home, but still, not a bad start. And then he gets – they're welcoming him to Florida this week. So, I mean, we'll see what he does.
What happened to South Carolina?
I guess they got a little high and mighty after their win last week. That was a gutsy win against A&M.
It's
not even
close.
It's not a good A&M team, but this Missouri team's gritty too. And the win on the road, got a big win at Williams-Brice, 23-10. This game was never close. It was 17-7 at halftime, and they never looked back. That Missouri team, I mean, obviously they got something. They held Georgia. They held Georgia all game pretty much. Only lost that game by 4. So, I mean, obviously, they're not bad. We'll see what they do this week against Kentucky.
Battle of the Titans in the West. There's a battle of the Titans in the West. And evidently it was Brian Harsin's last game.
I picked Auburn. I know I picked Auburn. That was Arkansas's first win over Auburn in 5 or 6 years, I think. Robbie Ashford didn't even have a bad game. That's what's crazy. He didn't even have a bad game.
See if you miss any ranked games here. Cincinnati lost to UCF.
I mean, in Auburn's defense too, this game was getting ugly early, and Auburn was able to keep it close. So, oh no, not early in the fourth quarter. Arkansas was up 31-13. I just wonder if Auburn pulls that game out. Yeah, Harsin was getting fired already, I think. I don't think it mattered.
Didn't give him a chance, and I guess we'll go ahead and talk about it before we jump into next week.
Even if
You
Auburn
give
won
this
that
man,
game, I
he
think
came in,
Carson was gonna.
he had an off season that first, yeah, he's probably still gonna get fired at the end of the year. So you give Harsin one off season, which your first off season as a coach is nothing. You can't really do anything. You gave him last year, you gave him this off season, and you gave him half the year, and you're just gonna give up.
Well, I heard some stuff. I've been listening to some of these radio stations in Birmingham and just the people that have a lot more connections and know stuff. And they were saying that he just never really tried to make a connection with the high school coaches or tried to get anything going with recruiting. And how true is all this? You know, there's no telling. But that was the rumor I
What I
heard, is
think too
that he
is
didn't
that they
make
undermine him from the
efforts.
beginning. I don't think
Oh
he ever
no,
stood a
they cut his
chance.
legs
I
out.
don't think he ever stood a chance.
Look at the beginning of this year, the beginning of 2022, a story came out, and apparently, is it false? I don't know. They came out and said it wasn't true, but it was. They've been trying to cut his legs out from under him ever since he came to the program. Because the problem with Auburn is their boosters control everything, and if you don't do what the boosters want, well, they're gonna get him out of there, and that's what happened.
That's why you got to get a coach in there that's not going to take anything from the boosters.
Well, that's why they hired, I don't know his name, but I can't think of his name. I know his name, I just can't think of it. But their AD they just hired. They basically hired him on the contingency of he can do what he wants to do with no other outside noise. But is that true?
Yeah, Auburn's a train wreck right now.
I'm gonna look up the Auburn AD name because I can't think of it.
I see why they fired
John
Gus, but
Cohen, the Mississippi
Gus was
State.
beating Alabama.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
hired John
but
Cohen.
Gus was beating Alabama.
Well, let's
Harsin
see.
had a close game with Alabama.
Like you said, I don't know that they gave him enough of a chance. And it's not like you go back
And
and look
then
at this
he
year.
needed one more year.
The Penn State game is what did it for everybody. I think that game, you circle the Penn State game and you circle the LSU game and you say,
LSU.
if you make that Penn State game closer and you beat LSU, nobody's
No,
upset
you
that you
finish LSU.
lose.
They beat us. They didn't finish.
Yeah, nobody's upset you lost by 32 at Georgia. No, everybody knew that was coming. You probably at Ole Miss, everybody probably could have accepted that loss. And then obviously if you were to beat Arkansas, if you're sitting at 4-4 right now, they may have given him another year, but
Yeah, you know what
I
else
don't
probably
know.
has something to do with it is that what Bo Nix is doing at Oregon right now. I think something just never clicked with him and Bo Nix. It probably wasn't his type of quarterback.
And I don't it, Bo Nix
Yeah, I
wasn't
don't
gonna do what
know.
he's doing at Oregon in the SEC, I'm just saying. So, wow, the West is a three-way
They don't
tie.
care.
I just realized that right now it's LSU, Ole Miss, Alabama.
Which LSU has a tiebreaker of Ole Miss,
Yep,
so.
but that's funny. I just saw the standings. All of them 4-1 in con. It's because
Week
none of them
10?
played each other. But yeah, so
You ready for week 10?
let's talk
I'm
about
ready.
one more thing with Auburn. Who do you think their next coach is going to be? Because I think everybody, and it's not going to be Deion. He's not going to leave Jackson State. I don't foresee him
Don't think
leaving.
Dion's leaving, but I don't know. It's Dion or Lane.
And then Hugh Freeze has been brought
They have a
into the
better chance of getting
mix.
Lane than they do Dion.
And then Matt Rhule as well.
Matt Rhule would be a great hire.
I just don't think Lane's going to Auburn.
I would love the Matt Rhule hire.
I think Lane really wants the Alabama job, and he knows if he takes Auburn that that ain't happening. But I don't know.
Yeah, which I don't think Alabama would think twice about hiring him.
Who, Lane? No. I think they would
But what
hire him in a
Lane built at Ole
heartbeat.
Miss, man, he gets recruits.
Well, they're trying to get their NIL
Ed Orgeron
crap put together.
That Ed Orgeron's going to Auburn.
He ain't going to coach ever again. He's done. He's living off that buyout.
He's living off his buyout.
He's chilling, dude. He's chilling.
Loads of money.
But yeah, we can jump into week 10 now.
The first ranked game is going to be Friday night. Oregon State at Washington. Washington unranked. Oregon State 23.
That's their. By the way,
because I honestly don't care.
That's Oregon State's. That's their first time ever being ranked in the college football playoff rankings.
Same with Illinois and Tulane.
Yeah, Tulane.
Those are the first three.
But
and there's been five teams ranked number one in the playoff poll. And five of them have been SEC teams.
Yeah, and 24 times it's been Alabama. Hold on, I'm a put our predictions down in a note so we can have it. All right, so Oregon State at Washington.
I really don't want to pick this Oregon State game.
Well,
are we gonna pick it? We can.
We
pick
should.
It. It's a ranked game.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, Washington upset.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
All right, next.
Exactly
what Ohio I was State, Northwestern, say. Nothing to be said here.
No, Ohio State, I'm not picking that game.
Nothing
I mean,
to be said
I don't
there.
Even, I don't even
Texas
have
Texas Tech at TCU.
TCU gets another win.
Ooh, watch out for Texas Tech, though. TCU wins, but watch out.
That's not the game. That's not the one we're circling.
The worst one-loss team.
That's not looking so much as the worst anymore. North Carolina wins this game too. They proved something to me last week with their win at Pitt. Or no, they played at home. Their win against Pitt proved something to me.
Tulane's playing Tulsa.
Yeah, Tulane will win that.
Tulane probably should win.
Tulane's a good team.
Game of the day.
Game day.
In Athens, CBS, I can't wait till you're gone because there's no reason the number one versus number one shouldn't be at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. This should be on ABC, Kirk and Chris calling this game, and I cannot wait till the day CBS is gone.
I agree.
This is number one versus number one. They're going to advertise like that because they can. Because Georgia's number one in the AP poll. But anyways, Tennessee at Georgia.
Who's the real number
absolute
one?
Absolute disrespect to Tennessee. Absolute disrespect to Tennessee. 8-point favorite? There's no way in hell. Georgia be lucky if they don't lose by more than two scores. I like Tennessee a lot in this game.
I got Georgia winning this game, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, tell me why. But why are tickets as low as $5.59? Good Lord.
The reason...
But that ticket was $20 at the beginning of the year.
Probably. The reason that Georgia's going to win this game is because Georgia, like Alabama...
The refs.
Maybe the refs, but they get a chip on their shoulder when people underestimate, and... a lot of people, I haven't seen a lot of talk about this game yet, but a lot of people think Tennessee can go in here and win this game. And I think Georgia is, yes, they have had closer games than they should have. And they let Florida climb back in. But I think that when it comes to the spotlight of the number one, like Tennessee, you've never been the number one team. Like, it's been 20, 25 years.
Not in our lifetime.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been 24 years, actually. My bad. 24, 25 years. So, I think the spotlight
number one
gets
comes
to
with
Tennessee.
The price. Comes with a big
yeah,
target.
I think it gets to them. And I think Georgia being in this situation, even if this game's close, I think Georgia pulls this out. I don't think Georgia wins by 8. I think that line, I agree with you, that's completely disrespectful to Tennessee. But... I think Georgia gets it done. I think Georgia just, they've been in these high-pressure situations.
My pitch,
so I think, like I said,
I have to watch this game on my phone because I'll be somewhere I'll be somewhere special on Saturday. I will not be able to watch this game because I'm going to be in Tiger Stadium watching my team get beat by 45 points.
Or win by 45.
To Alabama. Or win by 45. We don't know. I mean,
why
are the rest
going to
do?
Game down?
Who knows?
Whatever.
Oregon, Colorado? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You probably Oregon's shouldn't put the next one down or the next one.
No, because we know who we're going to pick.
Yeah, so Oregon's playing Colorado. Self-explanatory. Penn State is playing Indiana.
Penn State
self-explanatory.
Win that
Illinois
game.
Is playing Michigan State. Self-explanatory. Okay, Ohio State at Kansas.
Oklahoma State at Kansas. Why did you say
Oklahoma
Ohio
State?
State
is looking to bounce back. I don't know, man. I'm tired. Oklahoma State playing Kansas. Kansas at home. Oklahoma State needs to bounce back heavily.
Kansas needs to bounce back.
Hurt.
They've lost the last
injured,
three.
No quarterback.
I think
Oklahoma State's going to bounce back.
Oklahoma State's going to bounce back, and Kansas is just going to continue to slip. I feel bad for Kansas, man. They thought they had something.
Yeah, lasted for a little bit. Cuse at Pitt. Cuse got throttled, upset by Notre Dame. Oh boy.
Is
I really don't know what to say.
Syracuse at Pitt.
Pitt?
I don't know because I keep going with Pitt and they keep disappointing me. I'm gonna go with Cuse.
I think Cuse bounces back.
Yeah, I gotta go with Cuse. Pitt keeps disappointing me.
UCF at Memphis. UCF sneaked in.
UCF got a huge win last week against Cincinnati. That's how they snuck in. But.
Yep, and they're probably going to win.
You're going to go UCF. I'm going to go Memphis.
Okay.
I don't like Gus Malzahn. I don't like UCF. Right,
well,
either.
I guess it's time.
Should
time.
We just
Who's
skip past
first?
This one? Should we just skip past
Yeah, we'll save
it.
It.
Do it last.
We're talking about OC Alabama, by the way. We're just
going to
save it.
We'll do it. I can't believe the line on that game right now. But
yeah,
we'll talk
I,
about
I'm,
we'll
I don't, talk I don't about. See that. I'll tell you right now, there's no way in hell that either one of these teams would cover that spread.
All right. This is a good one, dude. Texas at Kansas State.
Yep, Texas on the road. Kansas State is rolling heavy.
I'm going to go with Texas. Yeah,
you
think
probably
Kansas,
shouldn't be number 24.
I'm going to go with Texas in this game. I think that Kansas State's coming off a huge win. They're going to be a little big-headed, hungover. You know, I don't think anybody in the country saw them beating Oklahoma State that bad. So I'm going to go with Texas on the road. Big win.
Kansas State rolls.
I kinda, as an Alabama fan, I kind of need Texas to win too. So that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Notre Dame. No, Clemson at Notre Dame. You already said where
Clemson
I was going
at
with
Notre
this
Dame.
One.
Notre Dame got a big win. Yeah, I'm going to lean towards Notre Dame. I'll probably be wrong, but I'm picking Notre Dame.
I'm
Clemson
Notre
just
Dame.
Does not look great at
I
all.
I don't like Clemson. And they, like you said, they haven't looked right. They haven't looked good. Too many close games, in my opinion. Specifically, I'm going to circle the Wake Forest game and the NC State game because NC State and Wake Forest have both struggled. I'm going to circle the Florida State game.
Cuse.
I'm going to start the Syracuse game. I think Syracuse is a good football team. I think the only reason Notre Dame
Syracuse
beat them is Syracuse was hanging their hat after they lost. And a lot – Syracuse probably paid too much attention to the media after the Clemson game because a lot of the media was blaming the refs. So, I think Syracuse is a good football team. They got screwed over. They probably should have beat Clemson. But
Clemson shouldn't be number four either, but we'll get
Florida
into that
State, too. You should have beat Florida State by more even though you're on the road. You had NC State at home. You only won by 10, and you go to Wake Forest and win by 6. Like I said, Wake Forest and NC State don't look very good right now, so I don't like those wins anymore. And speaking of, NC State and Wake Forest play each other. Wake Forest at
Yeah, look at that.
NC
you get to see who the better of the bottom tier is.
I'm going to go with NC State at home. And that's the only reason I'm going to go with it. I mean, NC State's at home, and they're a four-point underdog. And I think NC State's a better team. I do forget, actually, that NC State doesn't have Devin Leary. I'm pretty sure he's out for the year. So, actually, let me go with Sam Hart and then Wake Forest, actually. Let me take that back. Because Devin Leary, I think, is out for the year and not playing. So, and Sam Hartman is playing, and that's going to be the difference in the game. And that's it, really. UCLA.
Oh, yeah, I'm picking NC State. My bad.
You're good. UCLA is at Arizona State. UCLA will roll. And then USC is hosting Cal, and they should roll as well. And now, drumroll please, as we get into another top 10 matchup in the SEC. You SEC haters, it's crazy how this happened. Everybody can say that it's because they're who they're playing and they're trying to make money, blah, blah, blah. But I want whoever thinks that to tell me 11 through 20 which one of those teams could beat LSU, because there's not a one of them that could. So.
Facts.
Anyways.
Not right now.
Oh, my dog's barking in the background. I don't know if that picked up or not, but I apologize.
It did pick up. Okay.
Well, I apologize. Hey, look, tickets as low as $144. Start this off. We kind of compete with Georgia and
I have tickets.
Nosebleeds.
Bought those in September. It's nosebleeds, but I tell you, if we win the damn game, I'm going to jump over that railing and get on the field.
You're going to jump from the top.
I'm
going to
steal some grass. Oh yeah, I'm like, hey, catch me. Those drunk people will be like, all right. I will say this. I'm gonna bet on this game when I cross the state line. I'm gonna get on DraftKings. I'm gonna place parlays all over this game. Cause there's no way in hell we're losing by 13 points or 14 points.
I don't like that over under either.
I'm gonna put $100 that we don't lose, that we cover spread and make $1,100. I don't even know if that works like that.
I don't really know.
Okay, where do we start here? We all know what's at stake here.
The SEC.
Brian Kelly's
first
year.
Title
he knows.
Line.
He knows what this game is about. More or less, SEC title's on the line, because I don't see either one of these teams losing to anybody on the rest of their schedule.
Alabama's got Ole Miss right after this. Don't say that just yet.
Hell, you saw what we did to Ole Miss.
Yeah, we've got them at home. No, we got to go to Ole Miss next week.
I don't even know where to start.
I think we just say it how it is. If LSU's able to run the ball, it's going to be a really good football game. If Alabama shuts down the run and forces Daniels to throw, it's probably going to be a lopsided game. I think most everyone would agree with that. If LSU can't run the ball, they're not going to have much of a shot in this game. Oh, and by the way,
I'll say, if we can't run the ball, they're going to put that little cheetah package in, and Jane Daniels is going to be running for his life for 60 minutes.
Yeah, so basically, too, since I don't think you ever said it, the spread is 14 points, basically. By the way,
ridiculous.
Just so everyone knows.
That, I'm sorry. Even you just said that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how we're a 14 point favorite.
I mean, maybe they know something we don't.
I'd argue the spread should be 6 in favor of Alabama at the most.
I would say 10. 14 is disrespectful.
Yeah, well. Anyways, so basically, we're both in agreement here that if LSU can't run the ball, then this game will be very lopsided. If they are able to run the ball, I'm not saying they'll win, but they have a way better chance. Way better chance.
Yeah, we'll score a lot more, and that's including that if Butte's going to show up this year, this is the game to do it.
Because
Alabama's secondary is not the strongest.
They're not.
It's shown. It's not the strongest.
They're not, but they had Rick's played well last week, but you told me, and I know it when he played at LSU, he doesn't show up when you need him to. So we'll see what he does. Alabama's getting
some. His pitch factor is 99.
Alabama's getting some key receivers healthy. Tyler Harrell, Louisville transfer. He's supposed to be 100% ready to play. Hasn't played all year. A few other guys are getting healthy. And we've got some other defensive backs that were injured that are healthy and coming back. So might have some new faces in this game for Alabama, which we'll have to see in terms of, I don't know about throwing them into Death Valley, but
this is a night game at Death Valley. A little rain in the forecast, so it could come down to LSU running the ball. It could come down to Jahmyr Gibbs popping the hell off.
It could
very well possible.
You can't sleep on the fact that if Jahmyr Gibbs gets going, if Jahmyr Gibbs gets going, it's the same thing for Alabama. If the run game gets going and Bryce Young dances around in the pocket for 20 seconds, LSU's in trouble.
If both sides are running the ball, this is going to be a freaking shootout.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to come down to who has
Alabama's
it last. It's
going
to be very Tennessee.
Defensive,
Alabama, Tennessee
inside
luck.
Defensive guys back as well. Interior.
Yeah, LSU's getting a couple of running backs back, too. So we'll be rotating.
So basically,
but yeah,
Jane Daniels
can't be scared. Jane Daniels got to go in there and throw the damn ball.
Yeah, he's got to. And
throw the ball.
Even if he
and like you were talking about Bryce, if you get pressure on Bryce,
and don't sack
him. Let him get away.
Yeah, if you don't sack him, that's the thing about Bryce. This is the
you don't sack him or
the two different things about these two quarterbacks. Bryce is going to dance around and try to make a throw. I like Jaden Daniels because he doesn't take too long to make his decision. Pressure comes, he's tucking and going north and south. He's gone. He's not trying to get to the outside. If the gap is open, he squeezes through it. He's like, I ain't gonna force a throw. I'm gonna get 4 yards right here, and that's good.
And that's the difference when Bryce is dancing around. If someone actually gets him, it's gonna be like a 20-yard loss.
Yeah, because he runs around so.
I will say this. Yeah. Alabama probably changed God knows what in a bye week.
So did
including
LSU.
This week. There's no telling what the hell they changed. LSU's got to look something different. Same with Alabama. This is going to be different. This game's always different. I'm looking at last year, and somehow we only lost by 6 points. I don't know what happened in that game. I don't know how that happened.
I don't remember
a lot from the last 2 years, but somehow we only lost by 6, and it's
the only
virtually
thing I remember
same
from 2020 is
except we're a little
that
better.
Devontae Smith catch. That's all I remember. That's all I remember from that year.
Yeah, our defensive backs are better than they were in this game last year. I don't know if that has something to do with only getting 20. I don't know. The last 2 years for LSU have been atrocious.
There's no
this
telling.
This would be big. This would be a big signature win for Brian Kelly in his first year.
Picking LSU. I'm picking
it would erase
Alabama.
The Tennessee game. Forget about it. The Florida State game's clearly already been erased.
This game. That's
putting
this
at number 10.
This is, I think, in the past, what, 4?
I'm going to pick.
Even 2019 was almost a coin toss game. Just a coin flip for me, honestly. I mean, which team's going to come out and run the ball? That's what it comes down to, in my opinion.
I like our chances at night. I don't know.
And can Alabama's receivers get open? Can they get separation? This is not if they can do it against this team, they can do it against anybody. So if they do it against LSU,
both these
teams
are almost
why they haven't
with each other.
Yeah, if Alabama's receivers get separation, this game is going to make me question where they've been at all year. That was good coverage of that game. We did good.
It's good. But yeah, we say it's not biased, but clearly that was biased.
It was
a biased discussion. Wait, so who are you picking? Alabama? Picking your team, right?
Yeah. That's what I said. Obviously we're both you're picking LSU, I'm picking Alabama, but we're both also on the same side. Don't be surprised if the other team wins. Because I wouldn't be surprised if LSU wins, and you're not going
to
be surprised.
Okay,
on to the
rankings. We're no longer talking about the AP poll because the playoff rankings came out.
Let's go!
And we already kind of touched on most of it. But like you said, the teams behind LSU, there's not a single one that could beat them.
Nope. LSU deserves that 10th spot. Honestly, you could have probably bumped them up further because they could beat a lot of the teams in front of them, but you just can't do that. So you couldn't afford to do that.
And that's why we said if LSU wins out, which includes beating Tennessee or Georgia, there's no way in hell they're not a top four team. Like, there's not a chance. Like, there is not a single universe where they wouldn't be in there.
Exactly. But
unless Michigan, Ohio State, I don't know what would happen. If LSU does that, it's going to be real tough for the committee to leave them out.
The only, yeah, also the only argument
the
other at two that point
that probably should have got in was Ohio State.
The only argument, I mean, the only way LSU doesn't get in is if they decide to put Ohio State and Michigan in. And then you
Which
got
I don't
Clemson.
Think they would, yeah.
But, so my only, like,
because at that point, LSU would be Alabama, Ole Miss, Tennessee, or Georgia. That's better than any win Michigan would have.
My only complaint with the top 10 resides in the top 5. So.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
Otherwise,
not
I think
four.
The playoff
Michigan
committee
is
got
way more deserving than number 4, and Ohio State should not be number 2.
Ohio State. Well, like I said, with Georgia's slip-ups.
Georgia and Ohio State should be flipped.
Maybe. I don't.
No, top 3's right.
I
Michigan
think
Clemson should be flipped.
Right.
Alabama's perfect at 6. TCU's
Clemson and
at
Michigan
7.
Should be swapped. I don't know what they're seeing with Clemson and I don't
That's
know
my take
what
on
they're
it.
Looking at. You can't knock a team for handling business. Michigan hasn't struggled all year.
Uh-oh. Did we lose connection?
At least I don't think they have. I could be wrong. But
okay, there's a little slip up
yeah,
in the connection
I don't know
here,
what, but I don't know what happened.
We're good now.
Anyways, Clemson and Michigan is what we were talking about. If this is a repeat, if it re-records and it's like the same thing, oh well. But I was just saying, like, I don't know what do they see in Clemson? Like, Michigan hasn't struggled all year. Week 4 against Maryland, 34-27, 7-point win. That's their closest game. They beat Iowa by 13. After that, they beat Indiana by 21.
They beat number 10 Penn State at the time by 24.
Like,
Clemson beat number 10 NC State by 10. So,
and then they took care of business this past week at Michigan State. If you're gonna put Clemson above Michigan, you probably should have put Clemson above Ohio State as well, because Ohio State struggled against the Penn State team that Michigan beat the brakes off of. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think Clemson's in because of their name. And, like,
yeah,
there's probably. I don't know outside the top 10, because the only thing controversial there is LSU at 10 with 2 losses ahead of
but
a
again,
handful of one-loss teams.
They beat Ole Miss, who's at 11. So. They beat Ole Miss, who's at 11.
It's perfect.
UCLA's at 12. They're not beating them. Kansas State at 13. They're not beating them. Utah, they lost to Florida. Penn State's,
yep.
I don't, that it's Penn State. Illinois, North Carolina, the worst one-loss team out there, in my opinion. Oklahoma State just got throttled by the number 22 team, which they moved up to 13 after they throttled them. Tulane.
Yeah, it's enough spots. Enough slices.
Tulane wouldn't. So the argument isn't there. Like, who are you putting in front of them? How about that? How
you
about we make
that argue
that
LSU could be
week?
Number 8?
How about we make – exactly. That's what I'm saying. Our question this week is who the hell from 11 to 20 is above LSU? Because there's people that seem to think that LSU
Florida
is
State.
Crazy. I'm just saying.
Florida State was in there.
I'm just saying. UCF.
Yeah, because after LSU, Florida State, one of those teams went one way, another team went the other. So
LSU, UCF ain't beating LSU. This ain't 2017, 18, 2020, whenever the hell.
Hey,
that
we
happened.
Beat them though. We beat them that
year.
Oh,
you did beat them. Oh, y'all lost to K-State, didn't you, in that bowl game?
Yeah, that was last year when we had a wide receiver playing quarterback.
Okay, so I take that back. Kansas State at 13 would beat LSU.
Yeah, last year, clearly. Because, dude, they took that bowl game way more seriously than we did. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, all the SEC teams say that when they lose a bowl game. Isn't that funny?
Well, yeah, we I mean, ours is legitimate. We literally had a wide receiver playing quarterback.
That's true. I'll give you all the benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah, you got to give us that one. We're not.
But,
Texas
anyways.
And the Georgia-Texas one is also valid.
I agree.
Yeah, anyways, the World Series is going on because we're done talking about college football. We'll brush up the World Series real quick.
Well, I just want to say real quick, real quick, real quick, real quick, real quick.
go ahead.
So basically, the playoff, they've got it right. No complaints for real. So props to them. The AP poll got roasted.
Mostly right.
AP poll got put shambles. And yeah, I agree with the poll or the rankings. I agree with it. And like you said, World Series is going on. Phillies up 2-1 in that series right now. And odds
and
are they're
first pitch is coming in less than 20 minutes.
Odds are they're going to beat the Astros, like you were saying. Listen, I think the Astros' curse for cheating was to lose to 80-win NL East teams in every World Series they play in. I think that was their curse. I think that's what happened to them for cheating. Are we going on to the NFL now?
I mean, I don't really care.
There's such a long pause right there. Holy.
The Saints got a shutout, which I said earlier, it's hard to do.
Especially
I really don't care about the NFL. The Eagles are 7-0.
Eagles are 7-0. Falcons win in overtime because the Panthers can't kick a PAT or a field goal. Bengals got blown out by the Browns last night.
Oh, we got to bring this up. We haven't brought it up. The NFC South is the worst division.
Easily. And we know it's the worst division because the Falcons are on top of it, and the Falcons were predicted to go 2-15, and they're sitting at 4-4.
And NFC East is the best division in the NFC right now. NFC East. I'm sorry.
I would have never guessed the Eagles would be 7-0.
I wouldn't have guessed the Vikings would be 6-1 either, but here we are.
And speaking of the Eagles, they play tomorrow night on Thursday night video game against the 1-5-1 Texans.
Thursday night video game.
Is that what I said?
Yep. So the NBA tipped off. Nah, I'm just kidding. We're not talking about that.
I think I meant to say Prime Video. Anyways, yeah, Philly's a 14-point favorite in Houston. They're probably going to move to 8-0. They're not going to go undefeated. So Philly fan, get your head out of your ass. Y'all aren't going undefeated. It's not. There's no way.
Yeah, it's too hard. I will say this. This is not joking. Yeah, that the World Cup's. Shut up. We're done, dude. The World Cup's starting at the end of the month. U.S. plays November 21st against Wallies.
Monday night football.
Wales, sorry.
Nice. Did you just say Wallies?
Yeah, we get Monday night against the Ravens. Yeah, I was joking. Yeah, we get Monday night football against the Ravens.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. But yeah, World Cup. I did not know that started at the end of this month.
Yes, sir. Actually, that's the one thing of soccer I'll watch is the World Cup.
It's the qualifiers, right?
It's the group play.
Yeah. Group play. Oh, yeah, because it's next summer, right? Yeah. Oh, me.
No, it's this summer.
Yeah.
The hell?
Next summer.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's
winter
right now.
No, the World Cup
is
starting the end of the month.
Yeah. And it'll be going on.
Just don't listen.
Next year. What are they? Are they playing it in the wintertime? What? I thought they played it in the.
Yes, they. I don't know what happened. I think it was the COVID thing messed everything up, so now they're playing it this year. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay. In Qatar?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I thought they always played it in like June, July.
Well, yeah, but I think they were supposed to play it during COVID, and now it's all jacked up.
Tournament starts in 17 days, 16 hours, 6 minutes.
We should make it
out
of this group.
Yeah, we got a good group because we did good in qualifiers.
We should get out of this. Us and England should get out of it.
Group B, Iran, England, USA, and Wales. What's the hardest group?
It could be probably ours.
No, Group E's got Spain,
Group
Germany,
C.
Japan, and Costa Rica.
Group D. Group E's the hardest one, yeah.
Group G's not. Group G. I don't know. Group H has got Ghana, Portugal, and Uruguay. Ghana usually just has a bunch of fast motherfuckers.
Pretty balanced groups, honestly. There's about three teams in each group that can end up winning. And there's only two spots to move on to the round of 16.
So two teams from each group move, right?
Yeah. It's been a while since I really kept track of it because we weren't in the last
time. I think England and USA come out of their group. Group A.
Yeah, it could be,
be
Wales,
Netherlands and Ecuador.
Hey, we ain't doing no World Cup predictions, bro. This podcast is going off. We gotta go play Modern Warfare.
Group C, Argentina, Mexico. Group D, France, and probably Denmark. I'm just looking at the groups and Group E is definitely because I don't know how is Japan good. I don't even know. We used to play that World Cup game. I think everybody just used Brazil and Germany. Because you couldn't play with the U.S., you'd get poo-pooed on.
Okay. We're done here. Podcast is wrapping up, unless you want to say some other stuff about soccer.
No, I don't know enough about soccer. I'm not knowledgeable enough. The MLS Cup's going on, though, or about to start. I do know that. There's no parking for the MLS Cup fans due to the USC game. How crazy is that? That's funny. It says fans traveling to Saturday's MLS Cup final at LA's Bank of California Stadium will have to make do without any parking at the stadium. What is going on, dude? Anyways, I'm down. I'm done now. I just read that and it was funny.
Yep, so I'm just going to wrap up the podcast. This is clearly a better quality episode than last week. That was a train wreck.
Well, we were both under the weather.
We did it better this week, clearly. We did it real good this week. Next week should be fun. I'll come back pissed off from a $1,200 trip of watching LSU lose. But it's okay. It'll be fun while I'm there. And I will take no videos or pictures because I live in the moment. Unless I have to beat up an Alabama fan. After we lose. So, Tom Brady got divorced. And
it's officially official.
There's nothing better than Tom Brady coming out of retirement playing like poo and then getting divorced.
Yep.
And it's going to wrap up the podcast for this week. Maybe forever. If you guys don't send in the question. Or answer the question, then this might be the last episode ever.
No. We enjoy
because
doing
the grind
this.
For Golden Guns and Modern Warfare 2 does not stop. But you, you hooligans are lucky that we like doing this.
We enjoy doing it. I don't care if anybody listens. It's fun to talk sports.
And that's why I called you guys bozos. Football. You're bozos now.
It's fun to talk football. That's all we talk about.
Yeah, what
about.
Are we going
to
do in the offseason? I don't know, Joe. That's a good question. I don't know what we're going to do in the offseason. Thanks for the question.
Talk about recruiting.
Talk about recruiting, which I don't keep track of. Maybe I'll start.
We're gonna start. It'll
be
interesting.
Talk about the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, we'll talk about NFL playoff, NHL be going on, baseball signing, free agencies. There'd be a lot going on that we can talk about. But recruiting will be worth looking at with Brian Kelly's like first true off season, and there'll be and then who Auburn hires. There'll be a lot going on, so there'll be stuff to talk about.
NASCAR's Final Four is this weekend, by the way.
Oh, yeah. What about
Chastain, Logano,
Chastain with that move?
And
never seen anything like
it. I watched it so many times. Looks sped up.
It does.
So, yeah, Chastain, Logano, Bell with another walk-off win, and Chase Elliott.
Who did we pick? I'm going to have to go back to the very first episode where we did NASCAR picks and just see how close either of us were. I mean, I guess you've got a
pretty good
chance.
It's almost like you could just write this stuff down on your phone, but no one did.
No, we didn't write down NASCAR stuff. I know for a fact we didn't. Or did we? I don't think we did. No. Anyways.
I don't think we did.
Let's wrap this one up. Appreciate anybody who listens. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank y'all. All right, you hooligans / bozos. See you next time.
Bye.